Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. Four people faced drug charges following a traffic stop on Highland Road west of Atlantic Wednesday evening. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren identifies the subjects as 25-year-old Kylie Wojciechowski, 31-year-old Shannon Wojciechowski, 21-year-old Haley Williams, and 21-year-old John Chamberlain III, all of Atlantic. The four suspects are each charged with possession of marijuana with intent to deliver.
The deputy, following the traffic stop, had some suspicion of illegal activity. He asked permission to search and was denied. The Cass County K-9 unit was called, indicated on the trunk area of the car, which revealed approximately half pound of marijuana.
All four were taken to the Cass County Jail and are awaiting an appearance in front of a magistrate. McLaren says thanks to the Atlantic Police Department for their assistance in the investigation. The Iowa Interstate Railroad has announced a reward of $10,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the perpetrator or perpetrators responsible for tampering with the company's track switching device at Menlo. Individuals should contact the company's legal counsel at 319-298-5405 or email menloreward@iaisrr.com with any information regarding to this incident. A Glenwood man was sent to the hospital after his motorcycle struck a deer in Mills County Wednesday. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says 56-year-old Berkeley Greenwood was driving the motorcycle south on 195th Street, 7 miles north of Pacific Junction, when a deer ran into the roadway. Greenwood was unable to stop and struck the deer. Greenwood was thrown approximately 150 feet from the point of impact. He was transported to Mercy Hospital by Glenwood Rescue. One person was sent to the hospital following a rollover accident in Mills County Wednesday. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says Dale Peters, a passenger, was transported to Creighton Hospital by Glenwood Rescue following the accident that occurred just after 3 p.m. The report says 41-year-old Thomas Light of Glenwood was driving south on 221st Street, 4 miles southeast of Council Bluffs, when he lost control and rolled in the east ditch. A Glenwood woman was injured in a two-vehicle accident in Mills County Wednesday. The Sheriff's Office says 64-year-old Julie Elston of Glenwood was driving south on 221st Street, 4 miles north of Glenwood, slowing to make a turn onto Goody Avenue. Another vehicle, driven by 52-year-old Richard Clapper of La Vista, Nebraska, was behind Elston and failed to slow, striking Elston's vehicle in the rear and causing it to go into the ditch. Elston was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Glenwood Rescue. The governor is back from a visit to Hamburg and the temporary levee there. Terry Branstad says he held a meeting with townsfolk and some are already looking to fix the blame for the floods.
They feel that the Corps has mismanaged the level of the river by not releasing more water early.
But the governor says now is not the time for scapegoating. He's promising a comprehensive review of the Army Corps of Engineers River Management Protocol once the crisis has passed. Following a community meeting in Crescent and observations by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Jeff Danker has asked all recreational traffic to avoid Old Lincoln Highway from the Council Bluffs city limits to the Harrison County line. This is a voluntary request to assist the Crescent area citizens and to maintain a safe passageway for people who depend on this route. County Emergency Manager Jeff Tulin attended the Crescent community meeting and stated that many citizens in the Crescent area voiced concerns about close calls since I-29 was closed and traffic significantly increased on Old Lincoln Highway. Sheriff Danker said when highways begin to open, they will welcome back all recreational users to the scenic Lus Hills route. The issue of a development agreement between Boulders Inn and Suites and the Atlantic City Council can finally be put to bed. Wednesday night, the council voted to provide the new hotel owners with an upfront grant of $125,000 and $41,000 worth of tax rebates spread out over 9 years beginning in 2014. This is less than what was originally offered and verbally accepted by the group a year ago, but when it was discovered the agreement wasn't signed for some unknown reason in January, it was back to the drawing board. The council voted 5-1 in favor of the development agreement. Steve Livengood, Sean Chouse, Linda Hartkoff, Dana Holder, and Kathy Summers voting yes. Kern Miller casts the only no vote. And the 29th annual Walnut Antique Show gets started tomorrow and runs through Sunday. Bennett Blake has the story.
Show promoter Gene Larson says over 300 dealers from 22 states will come to Walnut, and he expects it to be their best show ever.
We get a lot of dealers from Minnesota, Texas, and then, of course, all the states around Iowa. But we have a few dealers that come as far from Iowa as Connecticut, Pennsylvania. I think we've got a couple from California this year. We look for some of the best dealers in the country. Word of mouth spreads throughout all the antique shows in the country, and Walnut has become one of the best shows in the country.
Dealers will line both sides of the street for 17 blocks through town. Larson says this is the largest three-day show in Iowa and one of the largest in the Midwest. He says over three-fourths of the city of Walnut volunteers to help out at their big event.
Walnut's big event. We have some other events that are kind of interesting, the car show and some other things that go on, and of course the Christmas walk. But this is the big kahuna for Walnut. We go all out. The organizations make enough money to fund their organization all year off of this one weekend, and so we've really worked to make this the big thing.
The event offers free parking and free admission. Thousands of people will be in attendance throughout the weekend.
Probably filled every motel within 50 miles just for this show. When you look around the antique show in Walnut, I guarantee, even if you're not interested in antiques, you will find something that you are interested in and something that you want to buy. And you don't have to have a lot of money to buy some of this stuff. If you're looking for that special piece, like one of a kind or very rare, you'll probably find it also.
Prices range from just a few dollars to over $10,000 for some of the rare items. Larson says to get your day started early to get the most out of your experience at Walnut's Antique Show. Also, the fire department will be serving breakfast beginning at 7 o'clock each morning throughout the three-day event. I'm Bennett Blake reporting.
Thank you very much, Bennett. For news you can depend on, I'm Andy Bellings.